Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Andy is off eating donuts with his kid this morning. So he ditched me for a good reason this morning. But that means that I get to bring you the story of a missionary. And if you've been listening to the Coffee Hour for a while, you'll know that these are some of my absolute favorite stories to bring you when our missionaries come back to St. Louis on their reconnects. We get to have them all in studio, and that's really exciting for us. And we get to share their stories and what they've been up to so that you all can pray for them and follow their stories and know what's happening around the world on the mission field. So joining me in studio this morning, Ben Helge, who serves in the Eurasia region in the Czech Republic. Welcome, Ben. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So before we came on air, we were talking about your New Mexico accent, which is not a New Mexico accent.
Yes.
So how long have you been on the mission field in the Czech Republic?
I've been there just a little over 4.5 years. So I picked up something while I was there. I didn't plan to do that. It just happened.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Do you speak more than just English then?
Yeah, I speak Czech now. I'm still learning every day. I think I'll never master it, but yeah, I can do everything I need to in Czech and share the gospel in Czech, teach in Czech sometimes, but I try to make the students not know that I know Czech, so they have to speak in English when I teach them some English lesson.
Yeah. So speaking of teaching them English, tell me about the work that you are doing in the Czech Republic.
Okay, so it kind of has, I guess, three parts to it, three main things. So the first one I still do, I actually started as a GEO missionary, Globally Engaged in Outreach, with the LCMS Office of International Mission. And so there I was teaching English in a school, not with a contract or anything, but just volunteering to get to know students in the community, working with the Salesian Lutheran Church over in Czech Silesia, so all the way in the east. And they wanted me just to get to know students, be kind of a face for the church, and then invite them to other things outside the classroom to share the gospel, because all the schools I work in are public schools, so you can't really just have an open lesson about who God is. But the students ask you questions, or you can talk about it. I go for it, say, thank you, God, for this opportunity. Here we go. But that's kind of the first thing I do, is still work in the community there at the schools teaching English. The second thing now is working with summer camps or English Bible camps in Czech Republic and in Poland, which was awesome this past summer. We had so many happening. And then the last one is I supervise now the GEO missionaries in the region, kind of in Central Europe there. So I actually started as a GEO missionary, and now I'm helping to supervise them and take care of them and help them with any problems they have, and just make sure they're okay.
Yeah. What is that like, almost coming full circle, being a GEO and then now being able to supervise them? What is that like being kind of almost on the other side of it?
It's really helpful, I guess, in one way that I can maybe think how I thought when I first arrived, or what was maybe going through my mind when I first arrived as a GEO. So it's very beneficial, but it's also now okay. So it's fun, it's exciting, and I really miss that first moment when you arrive to the country and you say everything is new. And I was just talking to David Fiel actually about arriving and not even having a full kitchen, like not a refrigerator, my gas on the stove wasn't turned on yet. Oh, and it was the middle of winter. And so I had put my milk outside overnight because it was cold enough. But then I woke up in the morning and it had fallen off the windowsill and just was all down on the ground. So I thought, oh, like, what can I do? I just laugh and move on. So it's exciting.
All new learning experience.
Yeah.
so you started as a GEO missionary, what you said, four and a half years ago, around about
2014. Yeah. I arrived to the Czech Republic.
What was that journey like to the mission field? What kind of made you decide to take on that journey?
Okay, so I actually studied at Concordia Irvine, University in Irvine, California, and I studied music education.
Yay.
And I want to teach high school choir.
Yeah.
I've never done a mission trip, like international mission trip, nothing until I was a junior at Concordia Irvine. And one of my friends was going to an information meeting, and I was just sitting watching TV. He said, hey, do you want to go to this? I said, okay, sure, why not? And they were going to Hungary for some English camps that the university has a relationship with, has done for the past, I don't know, almost 20 years, I think. So I ended up going on the trip in that summer. During that summer, my friend didn't go. And that was kind of the first point. And then the next summer, I went with the university to China for 7 weeks. And then I worked with their Around the World semester for 5 months, and then it was on that it was like, okay, I think God is calling me to serve longer term internationally abroad. And so I sent in my inquiry to the office here, LCMS, Office of International Mission, and they said, okay, thank you. And then I said, I go anywhere, and they said, how about the city of Havířov in the Czech Republic? I said, I have no idea where that is, but okay, I know where Prague is, and it's nowhere near Prague, but if that's where God wants me to go, that's where I'll go. So
absolutely. That's really cool. This journey that you didn't know was going to happen, and now and now you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Tell me about what it's been like to share the gospel in the Czech Republic. We just had another couple that is moving to the Czech Republic, and they were sharing about how few Christians there are, how few people know about mm-hmm. Jesus. What is it like to share the gospel in a country where a lot of people just don't have any idea about the gospel?
Yeah, so the Czech Republic, a lot of people say it's one of the most atheistic countries in the world, mm-hmm. which I kind of disagree, in the sense that when you really talk to people, they believe that something exists. So mm-hmm. I would say it's maybe it's incredibly agnostic, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and they will admit to saying, yeah, there is something. But they're open to hearing. Like, I've never had anyone turn me down when I started talking about Jesus, mm-hmm. Which is, I praise God for that.
Yeah.
And he's the one working and using us to share his word and his gospel. And so every time I just am open to what he will have and where the Spirit leads, and he opens people's hearts. And it's not that they instantly fall on their knees or anything mm-hmm. and sure. say they believe, but that seed maybe is planted, or the soil is tilled and mm-hmm. is working. And that's what I've been sharing on my home service too here, is that how God uses different people in different times, situations, to till the soil and to make it so that it can be good soil, so that when that gospel is shared and heard, that it takes root and grows and flourishes. So
yeah. So you teach English in schools, you're doing English Bible camps in Poland. And we've talked about the English Bible camps on the Coffee mm-hmm. Hour before, but you actually get to work with these Bible camps.
Yeah.
What is that like for you?
Hey, it's so exciting! It's so exciting to welcome our American teams, LCMS teams, individuals to serve, and so everyone gets off the plane. Yeah, there's just excitement. Mm-hmm. And this year there were 9 camps that happened in Poland, and wow. it's the most I think that's ever happened. And it was the 10th anniversary. We could say anniversary of these English Bible camps happening, and every church in Poland that wanted to have a camp ended up getting a team, whereas in the past there just haven't been enough teams. So I really appreciate now the Office of Short-Term Missions here in the International Center, Aaron Alter and Ann Gonzalez, and all the work they do to recruit teams, and so it makes it so much easier and exciting then to have the teams come, and they serve for about 2 weeks and run the whole English Bible camp from Monday to Friday. And kids come from the community. They share the gospel, not just with the kids, but with the parents that come, also with the volunteers sometimes. They're not necessarily members of the church mm-hmm. or even in any church. They just come to practice English or to work on their interpreting. Who knows what it is, but it's been wonderful to see how God has used this to strengthen his church and to share the message of Christ crucified for us.
Absolutely. Do any of those, do you get to see kids in multiple years? Do any of them come back? Do you get to
yeah.
see the impact that the camp has
Definitely.
On the families?
Yeah. And it's, sometimes the camps are in the same place mm-hmm. and sometimes they're at a different location, but this time, because there were so many, a lot happened in the same location, and even some of the same LCMS congregations came back and
That's
served
cool.
in the same place. So some of the same team members came. So it's also, yeah, the continuing to build up the relationships with each of them. And I don't get to interact with the kids as much just because I go around and visit all the camps. So it's sometimes 2 camps a day that it's just crazy. But even a few kids, you'll walk in and they say, oh, Ben, we remember you from last year or something like this. And it is exciting to see that they are back, that they had a great experience, and that they are hearing the greatest message in the world, that
yeah.
Jesus loves them.
Yeah. So you also get to teach English in schools. Mm-hmm. What is that like? Do these kids know any English at all, or is this kind of brushing up on skills, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, it's
or a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Sometimes it's working with like a 6th grade class, so mm-hmm. you know, they know vocabulary. Maybe they're not super communicative, but it also depends on the school, because it's not just one school, but about 5 different schools mm. that I'll interact with. And some of the upper high schools, they have incredible English, and so you can just go in the classroom and have a do anything you want, basically, and and they're up for it, and they just want to practice speaking, because a lot of times you just sit there writing your book, practice grammar, you don't get the opportunity to talk, and so that's why I come in, and we do a lot of games, and I always hunt for new games and new opportunities and new things for them to do. And so then, yeah, that's what we do. We just kind of hang out, and it's not a really super formal environment. It's still like there's the teacher and they're the students, but we just have a good time and they speak and we get to know each other.
So. Yeah. Awesome. We're all out of time. Oh, man. Where can we follow your story?
Well, you can, of course, friend me on Facebook if you want. That's totally okay. And then lcms.org/Helgi is my official page with the LCMS if you're interested. Check
awesome.
It out.
Fantastic. Missionary Ben Helgi serving in the Czech Republic. Thanks so much for being my guest today on the Coffee
Hour. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.